Rhythm too. The garden is a place full of rhythm balls on which rhythm to bring them on. We orient ourselves, we step in time, it steps to the steps on the first. We're stepping with the rhythm, we're stepping with rhythm. Our ears pick up from the street, water from the air makes us create our own rhythm based on your own natural rhythm. That's beat from my soul. Walking is a rhythm. Hypnotizes you in, nodding your head in time with the rhythm, like hands, hip, legs, doing, and our feet. As soon as something starts tapping, your feet, it meets on a bus, on a spider, on a bus stop, it meets with the train, and even more on underground station. Silence! Silence is a rhythm. After death, the rhythm goes living once we're on a dying. And someone without rhythm is someone without roots. Rhythm is root life. You lose rhythm and you lose roots. You lose roots and you lose rhythm. You see, rhythm is God's gift. Rhythm shows the form of God and comes to those who know where rhythm keeps on living when others live a death. Is a rhythm too.
I'm at war. I'm at war with myself. I'm at war with you. I'm at war with everybody. That's why I don't do drugs, because I don't want to be numb. I want to feel the pain. I want the clarity of the challenge. I want to win. I want to kick in the head. I want to tear the throat box out. I want to smash in the lungs. I want to kick in the rib cage. I want to split the spine. And I want to use your phone, make love to your wife, sister, eat your dog, and leave your house with a good cassette.
CITR 101.9 FM, where there's just a little bit of Kim Fowley in each and every one of us.
No, I don't think so.
What do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first, then my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon. Ah.
What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina coladas.
What do you like?
Dead, burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists, known perverts, and Mormons.
What do you like?
Noise! 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 Noise!
That's right, it is 11:30 in the a.m., and you know what that means. It's time for a noise, as it is every Wednesday here on the almighty CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Luke Mead, and thanks for joining us. By the way, there was a few calls before I actually started the show. What you just heard in the last 15 minutes was a reissue of Return of the Giant Slits by the Slits, double disc repackaged, reissued CD featuring some unreleased stuff there. So if you like your female British reggae ska, check it out. However, in the first half hour of this show, I am officially sick. And I really, really hate being sick. And I usually, whenever I'm sick, I usually blame whatever deity or deities that exist or supposedly exist. So for the first half hour, it's going to be pure Satan all the time. To hell with you, Lord.
Satan. 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 Satan.
us all to the gods, rock and roll. So wild, nobody smiles, given it all that you got. Wild is alright, metal tonight, faster than over the top. Open the door, enter hell's door, black is the code for tonight. Atomic force, feel no remorse, back up the arms, now it's night. Black metal, black metal. Black metal, black metal, black metal. Lay down your soul to the gods, rock and roll. Metal tenfold through the deadly black hole. Riding hell stallions, burn back and free. Taking our chances with raw energy. Come ride the night with us, rock on and fight. Tonight in my legions we stand. On a wild force, give up your souls, live up to what saints plan.
Thank you. electrically. My brain confused, program me. I am complicated, let me be. I am new, program me. This trip reality is mine if you let me be. I am free, I am a child, program me.
Smiting the evil sickness gods with some serious satanic music. We heard Burzum there off of Burzum's very first album, Ask. And that was, what was that lovely little track called? And I even just said it out loud. Feeble Screams from Forests Unknown. Yes, Burzum, Norwegian death metal, featuring Varg Verkens, who's in jail for the rest of his life for killing his co-bandmate, for not taking his Satanism seriously enough. Before that, we had Edmonton's own Bruce Hack off of the Electric Lucifer. And this could technically be considered the first and maybe only satanic album for children. Electric Lucifer, created by Bruce Hack. He believes, here are some thoughts as they connect now. Lucifer is a love angel. I suppose he could be made into a saint. Oh, what a painful fall. The cherubs all over said, no, it can't happen. Banishment of a leader who dared to what? So there you go. Bruce Hack. Great documentary about him, actually. And quite an electronic genius as well. Before that, we heard the creators of the black metal genre, Venom, with Black Metal off of the album Black Metal. And yes, great, great song. Lay Down Your Soul to the Gods, Rock and Roll. And then we started... We actually had some more stuff. We had more Canadian content. I just picked this up this week. A wonderful little album released by Moog synthesizer artist Mort Garson under the pseudonym Lucifer, who released this wonderful album called Black Mass. And a lot of people, the way that the album works on the cover is it actually looks like it says Black Mass Lucifer, and that's what a lot of people knew it as. But it has the Zodiac calendar on the cover, and it says Black Mass Lucifer. And it's all these wonderful little compositions on Moog, and it says on the... The computer here, this bizarre collection of Moog compositions is credited to a band named Lucifer, but the man behind the machine is better known by his more ordinary given name of Mort Garson. Along with scoring films, producing easy listening records, and co-writing the hit tune Our Day Will Come, oh God, Garson released several electronic music LPs with themes like The Zodiac, The Wizard of Oz, and Plant Growth Stimulation. Black Mass Lucifer is Garson's exploration of the dark arts, an all-instrumental soundtrack for a horror film that never existed. There you go. Mort Garson, Lucifer, Black Mass Lucifer. Check it out. And then we started off with our Vancouver's very own Doom East Van. Still one of my favorite albums. The album is called You Will Die. And there's a great track called Repent Sinner. So, you know, giving their credit to the lovely neighborhood that we live in with the unknown graffito tagger artist, you know, the Repent Sinner, whatever. Happy noon to you. You're listening to A Noise here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And we're going to move into some more Sonic territory. You lucky people, and I'm a lucky human being to play this for you. I've been looking for this album for quite some time. I did actually find this record in Portland, Oregon. Unfortunately, they wanted $250 for it, but the powers that be made it so I actually came across it through my own means, if you know what I mean. And we're talking about a band called Crisis. Crisis came into existence in the late 1970s amidst the British hardcore punk movement and was often featured in Rock Against Racism live showcases. Their political affiliations earned them a comparison to a more focused and truly politicized Clash. But Crisis was known for having a decidedly non-peacenik attitude, which begat more thrashing off the stage than on. And however much they would contextualize their relationship with working class rights, they bore only a slight facsimile to the actual Oi working class sound. However, they would take the same energy that came from the youthful raw anger, but look at it down, lock it down tight with restrained lyrical phrasing and strict rhythms, resulting in a somewhat harsh poeticism and a violent urgency held on a leash that had more in common with bands like Warsaw and the Gang of Four. Now, get this. Crisis, when they broke up, the members included Douglas P. and Tony Wakeford, who actually went on to make Death in June and Sol Invictus. The two other band members, Luke Randall and Lester Jones, wound up in Theater of Hate and the Sex Gang Children. So the pedigree alone should get your ears perked up and ready for the music of Crisis. We'll be right back.
better demonstration. And if you dare to look, then you're gonna get the book. He's on the street, 5194, and the blacks he's looking for. They ain't heard of race relations down at the police station. PC, what are they for? 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 He's got sanitation of violence to keep you silent. And he's a broken function. We're free for planning changes. PC, what are they for? PC, what are they for? PC, what are they for? PC. Lies when the bosses die. Fall for the race charade and you will pay.
White youth. White
youth. Your race and nation is capitalist creation. Mass murder sheep are now King's Road Nazi sheep.
White youth. as I can be. I flash back to the past, a manicured hand, smashing our glass. The cultured mobsters of the bourgeoisie. The noose gets tighter, slowly by darkly.
White youth!
White youth!
White youth! talk about revolution. Oh, that's fine. But what are you going to be doing come the time? Are you gonna be the big man for Tommy Gunn? We talk of freedom when the blood begins to run. Freedom has no value if violence is the price. So I want your revolution, I want anarchy and peace. You talk about buying power, you finance as your soul. You speak of liberation, and when the people rule. Well, only people rule right now with limits for their fate. Just another set of bigots, they're awful sons of me. But what about those people who don't want your new restrictions? Those who disagree with you and have their own convictions. You say they've got it wrong because they don't agree with you. So when the revolution comes, you have to run through. You say that revolution means freedom for us all. Well, freedom just ain't freedom when your back's against the wall. You talk about fame, power, with violence, that's your tool. You speak of liberation, and when the people rule. Well, I need people rule right now with them for their fate. Just another set of fears, they're up for sons of me. Will you indoctrinate the masses to serve your new regime? And simply do away with those whose views are too extreme. Transportation details can be left to British Rail. Where cyclone B succeeded, Nazi gas will fail. It's just the same old story of man destroying man. You've got to look for other answers to the problems of this land. You talk about great power, with violence at your soul. You speak of liberation, and when the people rule. Well, I need people rule right now, we're doing for their fate. Just like that. They're up for sons of me.
Vive la Revolution! People of the world, unite! Stand up, men of courage! It's your job to fight!
All came very easy, that's where I lose your guy. But when you start to really play, things won't be quite the same. Your intellectual theories are how it's got to be. That seems to take it to anger, the true reality. And I'm sure for what you're saying, but you'll see this in me now. You wouldn't care.
You're far too much of a man for that. If now did it, so can you. What's the freedom of us all against the suffering of the few? Self-deception that kills 10 million Jews. Just the same as love.
nothing's changed for all the deaths of their ideas created. It's just the same fascistic games, but the rules aren't clearly stated. Nothing's really different, cause all government's the same. They can call it freedom, but slavery is the game. There's nothing that you offer but a dream of last year's hero. The truth of revolution, brother.
Brother, 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 brother.
One, two, three, four.
Three, four.
Election. Here's something I want to say about the state of the nation, the way it treats us today. At school they give you shit, drop you in the pit. You try and try and try to get out, but you can't, cause they fuck you about. Then you're a prime example of how they must not be. This is just a sample of what they've done to you and me. Do they owe us a living?
Of course they do, of course they do.
Do they owe us a living?
Of course they do, of course they do.
Do they owe us a living?
Of course they fucking do.
But they don't want me anymore, cause I threw it on the floor. They used to call me sweet thing, but I'm nobody's plaything. And now that I am different, they'd love to bust my head. They'd love to see me cop out, they'd love to see me dead. But do they owe us a living?
Of course they do, of course they do.
Do they owe us a living?
Of course they do, of course they do.
Do they owe us a living?
Of course they fucking do.
But the living that is owed to me, I'm never gonna get. They've buggered this whole world up to their necks in debt. They give you a lobotomy for something you ain't done. They'll make you an epitome of everything that's wrong. But do they owe us a living?
Of course they do, of course they do.
Do they owe us a living?
Of course they do, of course they do.
Do they owe us a living?
Of course they fucking do.
But they don't take any notice of what the public think. They're so hyped up with TV, they just don't wanna think. They'll use you as a target for demands and for advice. And when you don't wanna hear it, they'll say you're full of vice. But do they owe us a living?
Of course they do, of course they do.
Do they owe us a living?
Of course they do, of course they do.
Do they owe us a living?
Of course they fucking do.
Ah, yes, Mr. Jeffrey Lewis, the lovely singer-songwriter, best known for his single, The Last Time I Did LSD, I Went Insane. Big hit around 2000, 2001. He's on Rough Trade Records. He has a brand new record out, which you just heard there, and it's called 12 Crass Covers, and that's exactly what you get. That, of course, was Do They Owe Us a Living, of course, written by Steve Ignorant. Yes, indeed. And before that, you heard the real article there, Crass, off of Best Before with Bloody Revolutions. And then, in the last, I guess, 20 minutes, from 12 to about 20 after 12, you heard Crisis and its aftermath. Crisis, the wonderful post-punk, anti-racist, peacenik band. Their album, Holocaust Hymns, found it and played it for you. You heard the first four tracks off of it. Holocaust, PC 1984, No Town Hall, and White Youth. And then you heard some Death in June after that, which actually Crisis became, two members of Crisis went on to form Death in June off The Guilty Have No Pride, with probably one of my top five favorite songs of all time, Holy Water. You heard there. And Hans Kloss, thanks to Hans Kloss and Aaron from Generation Annihilation phoning up. And the show kind of took a weird turn in a political punk kind of way. And so we're going to get into some more familiar, noisy territory right after these important messages.
Exquisite Corpse with DJ Lee. Thursday evening, 7:30. Radio, way outside the mark.
Some even make up their own songs, including lyrics only they can understand.
I wonder if you can.
Three blind mice, they all ran after the farmer's wife who cut off their with a carving knife.
All that noise. All that noise.
Getting back to the music that has come to me from another planet.
Radio with bite. I mean, that doesn't bite. CITR 101.9, Vancouver.
Thanks for listening.
Ho, 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 Vancouver. It's time for the Mint Records, just in time for Christmas party. On December 14th and December 15th, the Mint Records Just in Time for Christmas party will take place at the Railway Club with an unprecedented number of bands performing. get there early because the first 75 paid entrants each night will receive a gift. Plus, there will be no advance tickets.
Friday to December the 14th features the Pack AD, Bella, Immaculate Machine, Young and Sexy, and the Buttless Chaps. Whereas Saturday, December the 15th, you'll be seeing Van Cougar, The Choir Practice, The Awkward Stage, Carolyn Mark, and The Ramblin' Ambassadors. And both nights feature CITR's own DJ Bryston spinning tunes in the back lounge.
The Mint Records Just in Time for Christmas Party, Friday, December 14th and Saturday, December 15th at the Railway Club, 579 Dunsmuir Street. First come, first serve.
Opening band Friday is Kellarissa, and on Saturday it's Hot Panda.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
I never get tired of Full Metal Jacket. Yes, the Mint Christmas Party happening the 14th and the 15th at the lovely Railway Club. And what always a good time it is. Get there early, like they said on the PSA. It's no advance tickets and it's first come, first served. So if you want to see some real killer, killer bands, and if you don't want to see some killer bands, you can go to the back room and listen to Mr. Bryce Dunn spinning some of his finest quality wax. Yes, indeed. You're listening to A Noise on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Stay tuned at 1 o'clock. We've got some uninterrupted musical jams. At 2 o'clock, Democracy Now! With Ms. Amy Goodman. 3 o'clock, Rumbletone Radio, a go-go with Mr. Frank Rumbletone, the best in psychedelic garage and whatever throws out off the shelves, Autumn. 5 o'clock, Canadian Voices, hosted by our sister station, CJLY. 6:30 is Sam Squatch's Hideaway, all CanCon, all the time. 8 o'clock, one of the best folk and roots shows out there, Folk Oasis with Val Cormier. 10 o'clock, Vancouver's most intelligent sexual health show, Juice Box, with hosted by Ms. Julia. And at 11 o'clock, the man, the myth, Hans Klaus with Hans Klaus's Misery Hour. So keep it locked on CITR 101.9 FM. And like I said earlier, yeah, the show kind of just went into a completely different territory, one that is I'm not really used to. And maybe you, the listener, if you do tune into A Noise every week, it's kind of something that's not really kind of my style at all. But yeah, we're going to get into some more kind of weirder, more A Noise familiar territory. We have something here to from us from Finland. Really cool stuff out on Fire Museum Records. And they've been sending us stuff now consistently for the last year, and I've really enjoyed their... It's very, very, very... It makes you have to listen, if you know what I mean. We have Uton and Valerio Kozi. And the name of the album is... Okay, my Finnish is not very good. But... Karminkaniropiiri. So there you go. And check that out at karminakigopiri.com. And we're going to hear the first track off of this album. And it's called Silimeo Parinamikimo. So this is Uton and Valerio Kozi on A Noise.
Let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, ah da da. Feldes habe ich mal gefrühstückt. In Steglitz oder Wilmersdorf. Mit Wieland habe ich mich gestritten. Mit Wieland, nicht mit John. Ich reichte ihm die Schere, ich kochte ihm den Leim. In keinem Diktionär hat es den Eintrag je gegeben. Nur du und ich, my darling, wir wissen, was es wirklich heißt. Let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, ah da da. Spiegelgasse. Ich kannte Jolly Fando höchstpersönlich. Ich hab mit dem Urtext selbst einmal gebadet. Ich spielte mit Anna, spielte mit Hanna. Ich weiß, wo der Kirchturm steht. Ich reichte ihr das Küchenmesser. Ich kochte ihr den Leim. Just you and me, my darling, we know what it really means. Let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, ah da da. Da 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 da. We'll be right back.
12:46 in the PM. You're listening to A Noise on CITR 101.9 FM. Luke Mead here behind the mic. And in the last set, you heard some fairly, well, some totally European stuff. We started you off there with Uton and Valerio Kosi from Finland. And the Carmenia Coropiri is the name of the album. If you really, I tried to translate it on the internet, and there is no Finnish to English translation thing, at least with the server that I used. So that's up to your own brain. And you check it out, though. Fire Museum Records, great label out of Philadelphia, PA. www.museumfire.com. Lots of really good stuff from them. After that, of course, the brand new Einstürzende Neubauten, Alles wieder offen, brand new album. They are no longer on Mute, which is quite surprising. They're on a new label called Potomac, and I believe they've made the transition almost kind of like the Radiohead thing, where they're solely putting out records on their own terms, very, very reliant on the interweb, and so check it out. But you can actually purchase this record in finer record stores. Einstürzende Neubauten, we heard Let's Do It, Da Da, and then we finished you off there with some of Sweden's finest, Harvester, one of the groundbreakers in the progressive psychedelic Swedish scene from the late 60s and early 70s. Hemat is the name of the album, and the track is called Bacon Tomorrow. More music right now. Here's the new Black Dice. We'll be right back. I don't think there's been a more twisted version of a Cream song ever. This is the Severed Heads off of Come Visit the Big Bigot 1986 release, and their delightfully weirdoed version out of Strange Brew. Before that, here's something new from Black Dice. Their new album's called Load Blown. And I don't know if that's a pun or a stab at the Load Records label, who they used to be on and who they're no longer with. Or is it just a really terrible pun for, you know. Gore was the name of that track. And stay tuned. At 1 o'clock, we're going to be playing disc one of the I'm Not There original soundtrack. In case you didn't know, I'm Not There is the Bob Dylan biopic. Featuring six different actors and actresses playing the D-Man. And featuring, if you haven't seen any previews of it, David Cross plays Allen Ginsberg and looks exactly like him. It's quite creepy. And actually, Cate Blanchett, who plays Dylan in the kind of subterranean homesick blues era, looks exactly like him as well. Dylan, I mean. So yeah, I'm Not There. You're going to hear from 1 to 2, then Democracy Now. We're going to leave you, as we always leave you, with the Nurse with Wound list. Something brand new I picked up. Something brand new, meaning reissued. Chrome are putting out their first two albums in the original way that they originally released them. Namely, there was originally no record jacket. It was just a cardboard sleeve, the record in a piece of plastic, but it came with a badge and a patch. So if you're a Chrome fan, keep an eye out for these on vinyl. This is Alien Soundtracks. This is one of my faves, actually. Pygmies in Z Park, you're going to hear. And until next week, if it doesn't annoy, it's not a noise. Bye for now.